And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Also by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Kiro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building repairs your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. A Michigan law firm says it's now receiving multiple calls involving the former Saginaw United High School substitute teacher and assistant football coach charged with sexually assaulting a teenage student. Van Johnson Law announced on Saturday that it has received multiple calls concerning Lance Henderson and says there is reason to believe there could be additional alleged victims who have not come forward as of this time. The firm is asking anyone who may have information or believes they were affected to contact its office. The announcement comes one day after Henderson was arraigned on one count of first-degree criminal sexual conduct. Saginaw police arrested Henderson on Thursday. According to court records, a judge denied Henderson bond following his arraignment on Friday. Saginaw Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Raymond Roberts says Henderson worked at Saginaw United as a substitute teacher through Educational Staffing Solutions and was also an assistant boys football coach. Roberts says Henderson was removed from both positions as soon as the district became aware of the allegations. The district says it continues to cooperate with law enforcement, and Henderson is scheduled to return to court for a pre-examination hearing on August 27th, followed by a preliminary examination hearing on September 3rd. Van Johnson Law is asking potential additional victims or others with relevant information to contact the firm at 1-855-VEN-FIGHTS. At this point, authorities have publicly announced one criminal sexual conduct charge against Henderson. And the law firm's statement concerning possible additional victims is its own assertion and does not establish that additional crimes have occurred. Henderson is presumed innocent unless proven guilty in court. A 73-year-old man was taken to a hospital after being struck by a large tree limb in northern Huron County. Port Austin and Kendi Fire Departments, along with Central Huron EMS, responded to the area of M25 east of Helms Road following a report that a tree limb had fallen on a person. The man was reportedly struck in the chest by a limb estimated to be about 2 feet in diameter. Flight care was initially requested but was canceled a short time later. Instead, the man was transported by ambulance to a local hospital for treatment, and no additional information on his condition was immediately available. And we'll be right back after this message from Tri-County Equipment.
Right now at Tri-County Equipment, zero is your hero. All new John Deere compact construction equipment has 0% APR for 48 months for qualified buyers at Tri-County Equipment. This is your opportunity to zero in on the compact equipment you need to keep your operation moving forward with Tri-County Equipment. These proven versatile machines can master any job site. Not convinced? Then visit your nearest Tri-County Equipment location and demo your next all-around performer. If you need skid steers, compact track loaders, compact wheel loaders, or compact excavators, now is your chance to take advantage of 0% financing for 48 months at Tri-County Equipment. To check current inventory, you can go online to tricountyequipment.net, visit them in store, or contact your Tri-County Equipment sales representative. Offer valid on qualifying purchases through September 30th. Exclusions apply. Contact Tri-County Equipment for details.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we have no obituaries to report at this time, so we're going to go straight into your national news. A high-profile educational dispute reached the highest levels of the judicial system after legal challenges were raised regarding standardized curriculum policies in regional school systems. Supreme Court justices voiced critical concerns over how multi-language and core academic frameworks are being implemented across secondary schools, directing lower courts to examine administrative compliance. Parent associations and civil rights advocates argue that rapid policy implementations have created resource disparities between urban and rural school districts. The judicial review is expected to establish a benchmark ruling for state education departments nationwide before the standard school year gets underway. Educational testing authorities came under scrutiny, however, following widespread complaints from applicants over mandatory processing fees for score and key verifications. National testing administrators issued a formal statement defending the nominal fees, claiming they are essential to deter frivolous challenge filings and offset manual grading review costs. Despite the justification, student advocate groups argue that processing charges create an unnecessary financial barrier for low-income test takers seeking fair evaluations. Lawmakers are reportedly monitoring the situation, with several congressional representatives requesting a formal audit of standard testing administrative costs. And we will be right back after this message from the AVS Tech team.
Depend on the AVS Tech team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the Tech team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the Tech team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed, making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech team at 888-282-4943. Or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
Turning to South Asia, ambitious economic plans unfolded as regional leaders proposed an integrated high-speed transit and bullet train network connecting major industrial corridors. State leaders outlined a unified economic roadmap aimed at building a multi-trillion-dollar regional hub through shared infrastructure, maritime logistics, and seamless cross-border transport. The proposed railway line would link key technology and manufacturing hubs, reducing transit times between southern trade ports by half. Regional planning committees are set to meet next month to draft initial private investment frameworks and sovereign funding strategies. In unprecedented diplomatic development, Armenia and South Sudan formally established bilateral relations after signing joint protocols in a bid to expand international footprint. Representatives from both foreign ministries confirmed plans to collaborate on international trade initiatives, agricultural development, and mutual education exchanges. And maritime safety agencies are on high alert in East Africa after pirates hijacked a cargo vessel off the coast of Puntland, holding 10 international crew members hostage. Maritime tracking confirmed the vessel was carrying commercial security shipments when armed assailants intercepted the ship in international waters. Naval task forces operating in the Indian Ocean have deployed reconnaissance aircraft to monitor the hijacked vessel's trajectory along the Somali coastline. Defense officials from involved nations are coordinating diplomatic and maritime responses to ensure the safe recovery of the civilian crew. And we'll be right back after this message from Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
Call Bresky Siding and Building Repair for your new roof, roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bresky, your roofing specialist from Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn-out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
That's right, Ayana. Call our dad today at Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere, for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.